Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Not Just Football with Cam Hayward. I am your host, Cam Hayward, and there is Hayden right there. But we got a great show for you. We got to talk some Cardinals, got to talk some injuries, got to talk some tea that's going around the NFL. And we also give you a preview of the Patriots as well. But Hayden, how are you feeling today?
Feeling good. I mean, Sunday was tough. I was actually in town, so I got to deal with you after that. Tough, and we'll get to that. But I do think we need to start today with the announcement. I didn't even know it until I saw your mom's tweet. But congratulations. You are the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the Steelers again. What is this? What year are we on for this?
We are on... This is my 2022 one, but we'll start with this one. But we are on my sixth nomination for the Walter Payton Man of the Year award. It's pretty special. I'm starting to feel more older and older the more they keep nominating me. But it's always a big honor to be nominated and be able to represent my team, my community. But also a great man like Walter Payton.
Yeah, I know. I know how important this one is to you. And I know you do all that stuff, not for the award, but you would really like to win this one. My question is, who we got to talk to this year? Who we got to have on the show? Well, who do we need to get here? I think we tried Whitworth last year. Didn't work. Do we need to have Walter Payton Jr. on the show? Who is it that we need to make sure this thing is in the bag this year?
I don't think you really need to have anybody on. And, you know, you never want to screw up a process like that. I think it's just about doing the work and making sure that your message gets clear. You know, you're never concerned with winning an award. You're more concerned with the work you do and how you go about helping others. Because, yes, you are able to win a cool award, but there's a lot that goes into it, and you can help a lot of people in your community because of it. So that's what I'm really concerned with. You know, it's always really special to be recognized with guys like Whitworth, you know, Calais Campbell, Dak won it last year. Those guys have been, you know, great role models in their community. And so, you know, we're always striving for that. And we're always striving to make a difference in somebody's life.
Yeah, I know. All jokes aside, we're not going to cheat to win this thing. You're going to earn it. Where's this come from, though? I know we've talked about it before, but you've always had this in you. You've been like this since your rookie year. Tell a little bit about where this comes from.
For me, it comes from both my parents. You know, I'm a kid that was given every opportunity. And my parents, you know, strive to, you know, show us that we were blessed, but they strive more to show us that we could help out others. And then because of that, you know, I'm a kid of loss, losing my dad, losing my grandfather, being in Pittsburgh. I felt a responsibility to not only give back to the community, but make a difference in the community and continue to just keep striving for more, you know, whether it's, you know, going to Children's Hospital or Craig's Closet where we get suits for young men or the little libraries in honor of my grandfather. We actually did, we were at Craig's Closet. We did a Craig's Closet in my grandfather's high school where he was one of the first African-Americans to teach there. So, that was pretty big for us. You know, going to Cafe Momentum and seeing kids that, you know, have struggled a lot, but are learning how to run a business, learning how to be a part of a restaurant, giving kids a chance. You know, and then, you know, I think back to the Camp's Kindness again and, going to the Caring Place, one of the biggest grief centers on the in the Northeast, and seeing that, everybody deals with loss and sharing my story and letting kids and, you know, adults as well know that just because you lost someone doesn't mean you can't let their legacy live on. And that's what we've tried to do. And that's what we're trying to pass on through the Hayward House.
That's awesome, man. It's one of the coolest things you do. And honestly, as your friend, one of the more prouder things I think I am of you, because it's like the football stuff's great, but helping other people out, not everybody does it. And I think it's pretty cool that you do it. Where are my cleats? I can't believe I was up there and didn't even get to see them.
Yeah, you didn't get to see them because I was already giving them to the Caring Place. You know, this year I had thought to, you know, do the shoes in honor of the Caring Place. I just felt very moved in working with them this year and getting a chance to talk to those kids. So I wanted to just give them a treat and send the cleats their way. But, you know, maybe I'll do next year My Cause, My Cleats, the Hayden Walsh experience, helping out a buddy. So we'll see what we can do.
All right. That sounds good to me. I appreciate that. All right. So that's some great stuff, obviously. We have to we do not run from anything here. We have to go over Sunday, 24-10 lost at the Cardinals. As a fan, that's a bad loss. I'm just going to tell you, you can't lose to a 2-9 football team. You don't need to be told that, but I'm just going to say it. What happened? What the hell happened?
First of all, as a fan and as a friend, I want to say you can always lose any game. And it's not overlooking. I think you overlook someone when you say they're 2-9. But I think they got the job done. We lost in every facet of that game. And I will be the first one to admit that. It's not anything I like to talk about or like to admit, but the proof is in the pudding. You know, they controlled the scoring drives. They were able to have less penalty yards than us. I thought penalties played a huge part in this game. You know, they weathered the storm. Our defense had a chance to get off the field multiple times, and we didn't. That 99-yard drive they had was critical to them winning. And you're playing catch up, and our offense didn't do enough to catch back up. Special teams had way too many penalties. I'm saying all this right now that I wouldn't say in front of anybody on our team. So I just think the mistakes we made, them winning the rushing battle. I thought we won the rushing battle for most of the game, but they waged war. James Conner was able to catch fire late and, you know, really sustain drives. You know, we didn't make them settle for three enough. All of these different things I'm talking about, I feel like defense, offense, and special teams, you do that on Sundays, you're asking to get beat. You know, you're not giving yourself a clear chance to do it. And, you know, tip your hat to them. They got the job done.
Yeah. And I think one thing I want to know, I think Tomlin actually alluded to it, but Landon Roberts losing him, another middle linebacker gone. I felt like he had, I think he said communication had kind of fallen off at that point. Is that why there were some mix-ups in the back end, or what do you equate it to?
You know, I think you look at what Landon brings and what the other two linebackers we've lost. They all had experience and, you know, they were with us since training camp. Mm-hmm. And so that communication was flowing exclusively through those three guys. And so, it's been tough to, you know, replicate that, but, hopefully we can get Landon back soon. Other guys are going to have to step up, but on a defense, especially at home, because it's so loud and our fans are loud and we appreciate that. It becomes very vital that you have good communications because you have checks, you have different gaps you cover in the run game. You know, we have to be very fluid. You know, you got to use signals, you got to talk, you got to make sure if you see someone miss a line that, you know, you bump them on the button, move them over. All things you got to do throughout a game to make sure everybody gets lined up and then you can play football.
Yeah, I mean, tough. Losing that many guys at that position has got to be difficult, just because, like you said, they haven't mm-hmm. been there. Let's go to the offensive side of the ball.
Right.
Was really encouraged by the first possession. I thought they moved the ball really well, hit George on a long pass, couldn't punch it in, but I still thought they looked good. Obviously, Kenny goes down, and the wheels kind of fallen off at that point. How's Kenny doing? Have you talked to him? And what's looking next for Mitch?
You know, I think today is Tuesday, so I think Kenny had surgery today, or he might have had it yesterday, so I haven't had a chance to really talk to him. But you know, I just told him I'll be able to massage his ankle when he needs me to, and come over and use these bare hands for a good reason. But you know, I think with the injuries and with the penalties on offense, it's hard to get going again. It's for us, you got to weather the storm. You know, too many penalties we had in that game. I would love to see a stat that showed how many drives are killed for offenses when you have penalties. Because, man, it's hard in this league to just have 10 yards to get on a first down. You start stacking another 10 to get another first down. It's a hard mountain to climb. And so we need to improve on that. We need to be cleaner on special teams. And hopefully we can, you know, stop digging and start climbing.
Yeah. One thing I do want to bring up, you said that that's a fan's perspective. That's why taking them lightly 2-9, but one of your teammates said you guys took them lightly. Jalen Warren said, I guess we just took them lightly, later than we should have. Is that true? Do we think everybody took them lightly? What do we think?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you. I would just say,
you know, Jalen's entitled to his opinion, but you know, you prepare week in and week out. You know, I don't ever overlook a person. If he did, you know, so be it. But the work comes due on Sundays, and so you can never overlook somebody. You got to continue to have the group going and prepared to, you know, seize those opportunities.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Well, I just wanted to make it clear that my point about a 2-9 football team, maybe other people felt that way. Okay.
Just saying. No.
Maybe your boy knows a little bit more than you think.
No.
Okay. Well, let's move on. Around the league a little bit here. I saw some conflicting reports today. Zach Wilson. So there's two things going on here. Have you heard about the Zach Wilson issue here?
I've just heard about it.
Okay, so you've just heard about it, that the rumors are he was actually asked to come back and start, and he said he did not want to. Now, the Jets are refuting that report. I guess my question is, if this is true, as a player, would you want this to almost be exposed? Because if a guy doesn't want to come back and play, then he probably doesn't need to be there.
When did it become a point of wanting to expose anything? The locker room is one of the most sacred places. And what's talked between a coach and a player should remain between a coach and a player and the other teammates. I've never been to the point where, oh, we have to get this out exclusively to the media and make sure they know exactly what happened. You know, of course I can share my side of the story, but, you know, I think I don't know what exactly happened. And I'm not going to try and say, hey, the coach definitely wanted him to come back. And, you know, now the quarterback's not wanting to come back. The rule is you protect the locker room and you keep it moving.
All right. That's your take. Now,
have you ever had
a teammate, though, who you think maybe leaked stuff, or a coach that maybe leaked stuff to the media or anything like that? Do you, or maybe other teams have that?
Well, we just had something leak about Deontay and Minka, so obviously I've had somebody leak stuff before. Do I think it's right? No, it's stupid. You know, I understand media has a job, but do I go to their job and say, oh, you got in a scuffle or you got in an argument with somebody? No. Arguments happen. Disagreements happen. So be it. Like, I know we like to think like nobody's allowed to disagree with anybody, but man, that's life. Like, I think me and Hayden have argued before plenty of times. And so I think we magnify that and we say, oh my gosh, two guys aren't agreeing. Like, yeah, that's life. Deal with it.
I just think it gets a little more, it's a more heated altercation in a locker room than it would be at like the water cooler at the office, where two guys are going to get into it and say the things maybe that you may say in a locker room.
I saw Dwight and Andy get into it and there was a duel. So, you know, you could say what you want about, you know, the arguments in a football locker room. There's stuff that happens at the water cooler as well.
Yeah. When in doubt, always reference the office. You can never go wrong there. Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesar's Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesar's Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns reward credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using code OMAHAFULL and then place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. You keep those winnings. But if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and over only. Offer must be valid, must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 wage only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount or qualifying wager return only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with the Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed to the Horseshoe Bossier City and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia,
Ohio,
Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. All right, I want to keep going around here a little bit. What was your reaction to Florida State getting left off the Final Four?
I was like, dang. You know, you look at it and you think they're undefeated, won every game. And I'm not a big believer that you award a team that, you know, I feel like one, rankings happen, and I know not everybody agrees. But I felt like undefeated teams have the prereqs to, you know, dominate the conversation to be in before another team. It's an SEC-driven, you know, SEC-driven league and NCAA. And I'm always a little thrown off by that because, you know, we've penalized most teams. We penalized teams like Florida State for struggling and barely winning games. Hello, 2 weeks ago, Alabama barely beat Auburn, who Auburn lost to New Mexico State. So I just think we try to massage it and say, oh, we really think Alabama's the most deserving when we just know Alabama has a bigger fan base and they're not going to get their butts kicked by the time they get there.
Well, I guess my question too on this would be is where do you stand on the argument? Is it most deserving or the four best teams? Because I think you would agree with me. If Alabama and Florida State played today, you would take Alabama in that game.
Yeah, of course.
So that's kind of my thing. But your Buckeyes a couple years ago won a national championship with the third quarterback. Now, I understand they dominated the Big Ten championship and they looked great, and Florida State did not look as good offensively. But the guy who played quarterback on Saturday for Florida State isn't even going to be playing. Their second stringer had a concussion. He'll be back in 4 weeks. And it's an SEC thing. You're right. They were never going to leave out the SEC champ.
Okay, and I'll bring this up. Okay, Ohio State lost. When did they lose? They lost to Virginia Tech early in the season. Mm-hmm. And so they had a body of work where they constantly improved from then on out. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, Alabama should have lost to Auburn. Mm-hmm. They should have been done. They should have been buried. They did not. Auburn lost New Mexico State. Totally different topic. But what I'm saying is we've had teams constantly trend upwards. Right now you have Alabama. They're like this. They're just all over the place. And I think you're just rewarding a team because they won the SEC championship. When, you know, when we look at UGA, we're going to say they didn't play enough good competition all around. You know, they didn't schedule anybody outside their conference. So this was a down year for the SEC and nobody wants to talk about it, but man, I don't think we really looked at, you know, the body of work of an Alabama.
I feel bad for the Florida State guys. Go undefeated, you win the last two games, and I heard somebody say it the other day, they would never do that to Michigan, Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, an undefeated conference champ. I mean, very rarely gets left out. And I know there's only four slots, but I don't know. I mean, it's, I don't know. It just felt like the
voters, you know, they wanted to clean this up as much as possible because this is the last time they're really going to have to do this when you go to 12 teams. So, you know, you got your payday. You made sure you got your big teams in that you think it's going to be a big draw. But we'll see what happens.
I mean, it is going to be a big draw though. They got four great names. I mean, it's going to be great. Me and you actually had this conversation this weekend. We were talking about guys skipping bowl games. And I thought when it goes to a 12 team playoff, less guys will skip bowl games than now. And you disagreed with me on that, right?
Yeah.
Well, Caleb Williams is not going to play in the Holiday Bowl. Is that the right move or the wrong move on Caleb Williams's part?
See, the player in me always wants to play. You have an opportunity to play, you play. Caleb Williams is entitled. I know he's probably thinking, hey, I'm probably done with college football. And it's really interesting because the more games you throw at a kid, the more I think that they're going to pass up with that opportunity. Mm-hmm. You're asking for multiple games outside of your regular season to beat up on your body and risk a chance of getting hurt. So be it. You're going to start to see it. I brought this point up to Hayden outside of this episode. I said, you know, years ago we had Njigba miss games and just didn't come back. Bosa did the same thing. You start looking at, you know, the landscape in this thing. I get you want it to be competitive as hell. You want to make sure you have the big draws of every big game. But the college player who's preparing for the next level is going to start thinking, why should I play? What is really in for me? I have a chance to take care of my family and not get hurt. And I've already secured myself as a top three pick. The quarterback's not really going to be entitled to stay.
You don't think NIL may even get these guys to stay a little bit longer or maybe play the game out?
Well, NIL is it's interesting. So you can try to get guys to stay, right? But the thing about it is that's a year away from actually signing a contract. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the risk you take. Do you stay an extra year and make maybe $1 million, $2 million? Or do you go to the NFL and say, hey, I'm going to be a first-round draft pick. I can make 20 to 30 as a quarterback. Like, that's going to be a hard sell for these young kids. And I understand nobody wants to talk about that because I think, oh, college is great. But what is college for? To move on to the next level.
Yeah. This was thrown in the chat by one of our producers here. If Deion was coaching FSU, do they get in?
Hell yeah, they get in. Deion was the biggest draw this year.
So Deion he is actually bigger than the SEC. He's the only person who could have gotten them in.
Yes, Deion was doing the commercials with Saban for Affleck.
That's true.
So, you know, Deion was right there with Saban. If Deion was with FSU right now, there's not a chance in hell that FSU wouldn't be in the college playoff. It's just, everybody's looking for a great story to talk about. It would have been, can Deion get the guys over the hump? Can Deion find a way to win? They didn't want to give FSU a fair chance to win that. You know, their injuries came at the wrong time for that team. I feel bad for those kids because I feel like they earned it throughout the year.
But you think same situation, they put Deion in. What does that say about the system, though?
You know, they're never gonna give away the opportunity for the best game possible. Best games always matter.
Well, but if Deion's there, Florida State's not the best game then. Bama is.
It's Deion. It's Deion.
It's Deion.
It's Deion. They'd probably be showing him.
Oh, after, my gosh. They'd follow him around for a month. Oh, they would be all over Colorado or Florida State, wherever he was. Yeah. Oh, it'd be a made-for-TV thing. It would be.
Oh, you know, and now the Sanders boys have got commercials. I love it, but man, they would have been eating it up if they got Deion in the college ball.
Oh, yeah.
But now we got to move to Pittsburgh's favorite segment with Christian Kuntz. It's coming up next. And now it's time for the segment that nobody waits for. A short time with a long snapper. Our friend, sometimes, Mr. Kuntz. How you doing today, Kuntz?
Clap it up. Ed, no, that's Connor Stallions to you, Cam. That's Connor Stallions right there.
Thank you. You're just salty because I'm wearing the Michigan gear, but I'm not wearing it as like a dig towards you. Can I root for a team that's in the college football playoff? I wasn't on when you played Ohio State. I didn't come at you. No need for hostility.
I got some things I got to get off my chest. I was writing down when you came on the screen. First, is that Presley's sweatshirt? It looked a little big.
It's Mason Cole's, dude. It's huge.
It did. Now that he says that, it does look a little big up top. But it's all right. You fill it out nice.
It's all right. It's a good
sweatshirt. Okay, speaking of the sweatshirt, I looked at the Jordan logo. It looks like he's doing a split rather than he's jumping. So, okay. Now it looks a little bit better.
Are you saying it's fake? It's real. It's real stuff. Yeah, it's real stuff.
I don't know if it's fake.
This is authentic. You know. This is authentic gear.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Have you been shaving your eyebrows, by the way?
Don't start. Here he goes. He's going to try to roast my eyebrows for some reason. Like, I don't have, like, I shave my eyebrows. Like,
they look a little different.
I mean, Kuntz, look at mine. It could be a lot worse, dude. I mean, I'd rather have them thin than my thick ones. So don't feel bad.
Okay. And then this is my last thing. The only reason I asked about the eyebrows, he's covering up with a hat. Because you got a haircut lately. Do you want to show everybody your haircut?
Oh.
No problem. I mean, I
saw him this weekend. I was going to say, his hair looked good this weekend. His hair looks good. What are you talking about?
There's no problem. I don't got to, you know, no more gel in the hair. I don't got to worry about frizzing it around. It's no problem. I mean, it's no problems.
It looks better now. 2 weeks later, it looks a lot better now because it was a little rough. It looked like a baby's bottle on the back of his head. So, you know,
it looked fresh as you're saying fresh.
It needed one of those on the back of his head. I'll just say that.
I got plenty of those in the locker. I got smacked a couple of times. So next haircut, you're in trouble.
Have you been? We've been trying to get you on for so long. You know, I know you got the haircut. Before we get where you've been, this was just brought to our attention. Who's got a better haircut, you or TJ?
Oh.
I mean, my haircut. I mean, any guy's going to say his own haircut. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say TJ's haircut, even though you want me to say TJ's haircut because you're like, you want to be a Watt brother so bad. My haircut.
Do you guys go to the same barber? What?
I mean – it's pretty obvious.
You guys go to the same barber.
Hey, right? We go to the same barber because there's the same barbers in the facility. Like, what?
Wait, you guys do go to the same barber?
He got a zero or something. He like buzzed his hair off.
Yeah. I mean,
Kuntz got a nice little thing of cabbage there, man. Look at that. He can run his hands through it. TJ can't do that.
This isn't about, no, we're not doing this.
Where have you been for the last 2 weeks? We've been trying to find you and you've just been unavailable.
I just you didn't ask me the 1 week you guys forgot.
Well, that's because you were too busy talking to Myles Garrett after the game, so we never heard from you again.
Wow, is that the last time I was on? We exchanged jerseys.
Did you really?
No.
Oh.
why do you bring that up, Cam? Like, we didn't.
I know. I just like starting stuff. So I want, you know, Steelers Nation to know that their Duquesne boy is just a real jerk. And he actually is with Myles Garrett.
No, he just, good game, bro. Good game. See you later. Like, just anybody that I come across, good game, stay healthy. Good luck the rest of the year. You wouldn't know about that because you're probably trying to fight somebody at midfield.
Wait, Kuntz. Okay, so you heard about the Deontay and Minka fight. Did you do anything?
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what happened.
Good man. That is
my guy's ready for the locker room.
Cam is so proud of you. We just talked earlier about how the locker room needs to be a tight knit. Nobody say anything. No leaks. And look at you like a pro, man, a veteran.
Was this a test?
It was a test.
I think it was. I think he was a test.
This is ridiculous.
We might actually get you a Not Just Football T-shirt just because of that.
There you go. Nice, Cam. Thank you.
I'm an XL, maybe a 2X, depending how they fit. If they're tight, real tight. I like him a little bigger, 2X.
After looking at that Mason Cole, you might be a large, but my guy.
This is like one of those sweaters that you wear with like a winter coat. Don't judge it by my neck. I mean, dude, he's an offensive lineman. This sweater fits fine.
Okay. Let's get to the topics of the day. Did you see the Greenlaw and Big Dom altercation that happened during the 49ers and Eagles game?
I did. I mean, so it's Big Dom's Coach Sirianni. He's like security guy, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never seen a non-football guy, like I think Coach Shanahan said, get kicked out of a game from the sideline.
Would you be willing to become Big Dom of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
No.
Does Tomlin have a security guard? Why does Sirianni need a security guard?
I don't know.
We have security, but they're not on the sidelines.
They probably shouldn't touch players too, right? I mean,
yeah.
Dude, why would the coach need a security guard when he's on the sideline coaching? Like it doesn't make any sense. Like, who's going to touch him when he's on the sideline coaching?
Very strange. I've never seen anything like that. Have you, either of you ever, like, do other teams have this?
No, we have security, but I just think they got to stay out of the way. I don't think it really becomes an issue of a player insecurity. That's crazy to hear of.
Is there a Steelers person who's untouchable like that? Who we got?
Oh.
Jack Kearney.
Yeah, Jack would never be caught dead on the field like that. I think like that's untouchable on the field. I would have to say Big Marcel Pastore. You touch Marcel Pastore, we're all jumping in at that point.
Who is that, if you don't mind me asking?
He's our strength coach. He played a little baseball in college at Virginia Tech, but he's been there a while. He's been there. When did he get there?
He 20 plus year. This might be his 20th.
Yeah. And so, he's awesome to be around. Him and Garrett Guillemot do an amazing job. You touch either one of those dudes, we're probably fighting you.
Yeah, Gee and Sel for sure.
It's on site, as the kids would say.
I mean, you guys were ready when Danny Smith went flying. Coots was definitely ready. The helmet went on. He was ready to go. That's his coach. You don't mess with him.
Yeah, you're right.
Coots wasn't ready. Coots just put on the helmet to make it look like he was ready.
Pull up the tape. The man was ready for war.
He literally didn't do anything.
But no one else did either.
Yeah, because we want to get fined.
Well, that's fair, too.
That's true.
Yes. All right, let's move on. Tua Tagovailoa. I don't even know how to say Tua's last name. But is playing the Tears in Heaven on guitar with the Manning cast. This got us thinking. Koontz, do you have any special talents? Or are you talentless?
Wow.
What a question.
I'm not really like, no music. I don't have a great voice, a singing voice. I'd say ping pong's like my hidden talent. I feel like I'm a very underrated ping pong player.
What did you do at the rookie show?
Just a little skit, like from a little movie skit. From Remember the Titans. I mean,
what skit? Time out. What skit?
Dude,
what scene?
The strong side, left side with Bertier and.
Oh, nice. So you were Julius, obviously.
Yeah.
No, he was definitely Gary Bertier.
And he's been trying to get me to do a rookie skit for 4 years now. He's been saying, Koontz, you're up next, rookie skit. And like Boz and Presley, like they chime in and start saying my name. And then guys like turn around and like, they're like, dude, get up there. Like they actually think I'm going to go up there and do a rookie skit.
You should.
Cam, what was yours?
Oh man. Well, when I was, when I did my, rookie show, I did a skit as well. And I just did lookalikes and I just went through the crowd and we had pictures everywhere. You know, you got Mike T who looks like Omar Epps. You know,
that's an easy one. Give me a good one.
Is this what Terry Bradshaw and those guys made you do?
Oh, that was a good one.
Wow. Very nice.
I had to. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Now we got to get, I'm about to cook a long snapper. How about that? Hey, what was, where did Duquesne end up in the college playoff?
Same place as Ohio State.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
No.
I mean, they made the FCS playoffs. That's huge. That's big time.
They did?
Yeah.
Did they win?
No.
Is it, they've already played? Did they already start? Sorry.
Probably they already played, yeah. I think
they played on PBS.
The FCS is into the semifinals now. Like their season. Come on.
I think they're playing against Tyson's son next week.
North Allegheny, dude. we would crush them. We would pummel them.
I don't know about that, my guy.
Yeah, are you serious? We would, if Duquesne played North Allegheny, we'd kill it.
I don't know about that.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think it's a guarantee. But now we got to bring up the coolest thing about this week, besides Coons getting a haircut, the GTA 6 trailer. Did you guys see that?
I did see that. That was outrageous.
Are you guys going to cop that?
Hoosier. Hey.
Hoosier?
Yeah, we're Hoosiers. Heather's from Hoosier. Come here. Don't growl.
Does Hoosier want to come on camera real quick? I mean, you can definitely bring Hoosier in if that's, if you want to bring him in. The people love dogs.
Come here. The people love it. Come here. Hey. I got to get him. Hold on.
Oh. So Hoosier
doesn't like you.
He does not listen well.
Found out Hoosier is not Koontz's dog.
Yes.
Wait, that's not true. Hold on.
Yeah, is also he, too. He is.
Are you screaming at the dog? I'm trying to be nice.
You know, he doesn't trust me because I've been tricking him too much. Oh, no. Here he comes. Come here.
All right. Moment of truth.
What kind of dog is this?
Come here. You'll see. Come here.
Is it even a dog over there? Is Presley just messing around right now?
Oh, there's Hoosier. Hey, Hoosier. How you doing? Thanks for coming on the show.
Wow, Hoosier. You've just made this show a lot better. Can we have a short time with just Hoosier?
He would love that.
Oh, he would.
Yeah.
He'd be good at it, too, it looks like.
Yes.
All right, that was too much work. I'm sweating.
That's more work than you do during practice. So
I worked harder than you. I know. I worked
rest,
harder
rest
than you.
Rest up.
How's this week been practice-wise? What's it look like on a Thursday game? I'm sure both your bodies are just worn out. How's it feel this week?
Yeah, Koontz looks around and is like,
dude, I love the short week.
Man, I'm so sore. And Koontz is just waking up. I just had a great week, barely got touched, didn't have a lot of field goals. We made the most out of the situation.
I stubbed my finger, Hayden. It's been a sore.
Are you on the report or no?
This thing, dude, it's fat. Look how fat that is.
I mean, careful. If you're not on the report, I don't want the team getting in trouble or anything. So you better be playing Thursday.
Let's see the rest of those fingers because they all look like sausage fingers.
When's this segment over?
Okay, wait, let's just end. Tell me what you thought about the GTA 6 leak or trailer.
I thought it was exactly what I, how I envisioned Miami to be like if we were, out in Miami. It just looked like it was a GTA Miami version.
I mean, it looked really realistic to me. I don't know how they were able to do that, but it was worth the wait. It's going to be worth the wait in 2025. We're going to be running around there with doing heist. It's going to be great. The three of us, we're all going to create our characters, throw it in there. Let's go, baby.
I like
that. Okay, last question with that. Koontz, are you going to give your guy a mullet or are you just going to keep it shaved?
No, clean shave. We're done with the mullet, dude. I'm not the type of guy to put gel in my hair. I like waking up and throwing some water in it. get on the road.
You can't say you're not the type of guy who does that when you've literally been doing it for months.
I wasn't putting gel in it. That's the
reason. Yes, you were. You were definitely putting when you went to that children's hospital and acted like Harry Potter, you had gel in your hair.
That was for the costume. That was for the costume.
You had gel in your hair.
That was for the costume. That was the one time I only did it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you just found out that Christian Kuntz is a liar and he looks like Connor Stallions. Great job.
Put him on.
And so I want to say thank you to Kuntz for coming on. We'll see if we invite you back. And that's our show. See you next week.